Thank you, Juan. This session is an opportunity for us to update you on our work and for you to comment on it as well as to pose questions. As a reminder, we have simultaneous interpretation in the 6 UN official languages, both in the room and online. As you may or may not be aware, our chair, Justice Yvonne Mokoro, is currently on medical leave, and the Secretariat was informed that she would be resigning from the mechanism. As a result, myself and Juan Mendez are currently co-chairing the mechanism. To date, the mechanism has held 2 annual sessions and carried out 2 country visits, to Sweden in October 2022 and to the United States of America on April 2023. We also have an upcoming visit to Brazil in November of this year. A report on the visit to Sweden is already available on our webpage, and the report on the USA visit will be published in 2 weeks from now and will also be publicly reported on the Human Rights Council on October 5th. The mechanism has also prepared 2 annual thematic reports. Our first report, presented to the Human Rights Council in 2022, focused on the need for the collection, publication, and analysis of data disaggregated by race or ethnic origin regarding interactions of African or people of African descent with law enforcement authorities in the criminal justice system. This year, our report focuses on reimagining policing, exploring ways to adopt alternative and complementary methods to policing and public safety to close the trust deficits with communities that are served by police. This report will also be presented on the 5th in an enhanced interactive dialogue at the Human Rights Council. The mechanism has also sent 9 communications to states on incidents and situations of violations by law enforcement against people of African descent, which are all available on our webpage. In line with its mandate, the mechanism has held numerous consultations, both in person and virtual. These consultations have had participation from directly affected individuals, United Nations agencies, law enforcement, state, civil society organizations, among others. For example, last December in Santiago de Chile, we held a regional in-person consultations with more than 40 directly affected individuals and law enforcement agencies, police oversight bodies, offices of the prosecutor, national human rights institutions, civil rights society organizations, among other stakeholders of 10 countries, Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Ecuador, Paraguay, Peru, Uruguay, and Venezuela. We wish to thank all of you for all the cooperation with the mechanism so far, and we would like to encourage you to keep supporting our mandate as we are up for renewal. I would like to now open the floor for comments and questions. We will begin with the states first in the room and then online. We remind you to please lift your placard if you're in the room or to use the raise hand function if you are participating online so that you can be added to the list of speakers. Members of civil society, when you take the floor, please state which organization you are representing. And we'll begin with questions. And I see Brazil. Before you begin, Brazil, I also want to remind folks to keep your comments to 2 minutes, if possible, and we'll be monitoring. So I appreciate it. We have a lot of folks here, and we have a lot of time that we want to spend for this. Thank you so much.